Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, we made it. It's June 1st. We made it through May. It's the beginning of a new day, a new month. I love new starts. I don't know if you're like me, but if you botched up a day, an afternoon, an evening, or all those points throughout the afternoon into the evening, and you're like, oh, Lord, please forgive me. Isn't it great that His mercies are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness, even when we fail, even when we fall short? Thank you, God. It isn't dependent on what we can accomplish. It's dependent on our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did on our behalf, because none of us can earn our way into heaven. It's because of His shed blood, His sacrificial gift of His life, given on our behalf, given as a free gift that we can receive so that we can have that intimate, personal relationship with Almighty God. Wow. And today we get to think about that in this new month, June 1st, 2012. And this is a special day because it's Tasha's birthday. Happy birthday, Tasha. I'd have to give this reminder to your husband, Jason, who co-hosts the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends with me, because Jason had a little confusion early on in their dating experience. I think it took 3 or 4 years for him to get it right, because he was always getting confused. Is it June 2nd or June 1st? And I think the first 3 years that they were dating, I think all three of those years, Jason always did some on June 2nd. But Tasha said, Jason, my birthday is June 1st. So we got it right. So anyways, Tasha, I just want to acknowledge you on this day that we celebrate your birthday. And so many of our Great News Radio listening family members are appreciative of your husband. So you're doing a good job. Behind every great pastor is a great First Lady. And so we honor you on this, your birthday. And I don't know exactly what the age is. You're 29 and holding, I think, right? Okay, well, happy birthday, Tasha. And on this special edition of Mark and Friends, I'm encouraged and blessed to be able to introduce you to one of our own, a Great News Radio listener who has been involved in many of our events over the years. I've known Jim Hecker for, I can't even remember, Jim, how long has it been? Like 14, 15 or so years at least?
Oh gosh, yeah, at least, I know. Probably right after you guys first got started. A little after 2000, I just moved back from Texas. I had all those bumper stickers on the back of my pickup truck I sent you a picture of.
Yeah, bumper stickers, and I think you were at a radio event where we gave you some Great News Radio mugs or something to hand around to the people in and around Danville. You currently live in the Danville area with your sister and brother-in-law, and you're with them because you're going through cancer treatments, and I've met up with you at various stages as you've been healing and praying and seeking treatment and have had a lot of undergirding of prayer and involvement of people in your life to see God bring about healing and hope, and just praying you up so that you can be an effective witness in the hospital where you work there in Danville at This Is It Furniture, at your church, Calvary Baptist in Danville, and just the ways that you've led your life unto the Lord. So you've been a witness really wherever you go. And I've seen you on some of our radio events, our trip up to see Dr. David Jeremiah at the Jesus Is the Way prison banquet. I think that's the last time we spoke.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that at that point you were going through cancer treatments and had like a stage 4, or, you know, it looked kind of bleak. But you didn't give up on the Lord, and you were still filled with hope and joy. So on this edition of Mark and Friends, I want to have you take us through some of your testimony, some of the ways God's drawn you to Himself. I think it was around the age of 25. You're 52 now. You're 6 months my senior. But I think you had some significant points in your life through a baptism and an experience in your 20s and through your growth at Calvary Baptist. And then even how you've seen God at work in your life through your various hospital visits. So how about I start with a favorite verse of yours, and then you can take us through some of your life story. And I'll begin with a reading out of Galatians 2:20, a favorite of many. I know some of us have memorized this verse, and we think about it, and we treasure it. And so I'll begin reading Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hey, Jim, why is that special for you?
Well, because that's a verse that I memorized right after I got saved. I spent 8 years in the Navy, and my last year in the Navy, I got saved in the ministry of Bill and Dot Bradley, missionaries and military in Norfolk, Virginia. That verse became very important to me because it identified who I am in Christ and what my purpose is.
And what is that purpose?
That is to be a living testimony for Christ every day of my life. Even though I died, yet now I live, you know, and I'm alive in Christ. And that's the most exciting news I think anybody could hear or needs to hear.
Now, you mentioned you were in the Navy, and that was when the Lord really drew you to himself. Was there any people that were fundamental or foundational in that growth, in that understanding of God and Jesus' love for you prior to that point in your life?
Well, yeah, there's a guy who's a now missionary. His name's Pat Russell. He's the one that led me to the Servicing Center where I got saved under ministry of Bill Bradley. Bill Bradley, he's like an old Bob Jones senior hardliner preacher, good old-fashioned gospel preacher, and he's still going today and still preaching. I still keep in touch with him. It's really on fire for the Lord. They're working with their mission board, Baptist Missions to Forgotten Peoples out of Jacksonville, Florida, going up and down the East Coast to college campuses, preaching to future missionaries and preacher boys and just getting them encouraged to head for the mission field and preparing them for ministry.
Now, what was the turning point? I'm trusting that if you didn't have God in your life or weren't engaged in spiritual things or attending church, you were probably like many teenagers, acting out or living for yourself or falling into sin. What was the point where you recognized your need for a Savior and that Jesus could make you right with God?
Well, it was while I was attending the Servicemen Center. I grew up in the Methodist Church, and I heard all about Jesus dying on the cross, but I didn't know specifically why. But Pop Bradley and his preaching ministry brought that to a head to where I finally understood why Jesus died on the cross for my sins. You know, came to that realization and that I didn't have the assurance of my salvation that I needed. And so I didn't waste any time. It was May 18th, 1985. That I prayed to receive Christ as the assurance of my salvation. And ever since then, Satan has tried to make me doubt, but I know there is no doubt because I can trust in the Lord and his word. His word is true. There's just no doubt whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you then followed with the biblical mandate or the command to be baptized, and that was a unique experience in your life.
Oh, yeah. At Grace Baptist Temple in Chesapeake, Virginia, the deacon who was in charge of the baptistry forgot to turn the heater on in the baptistry, and he said when I came up out of the water, he said I got what they call a classic ballistic baptism. He said I looked like a ballistic missile coming up out of the water.
Hey, how appropriate for a military man, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was really great. And I tell people, I said, well, I live right there in 1 Corinthians 1:27, where it says that God has created the foolish things to confound the wise. So God's got a sense of humor. When he saved me, you know, God was laughing. I'll tell you what, it was everybody in heaven was laughing and clapping because it was funny. It was hilarious. So, yeah.
When they saw you almost leap out of that baptismal, they probably thought, wow, he's really filled with the Spirit. But you were like, I just want to get warm.
When I got saved, I got the real deal, that's for sure.
Well, it seems like over a period of many years, you've allowed the Lord to continue to refine you, to work on your character, to give you insight and growth and development, and has brought you to the point where you're really grounded in Him because you've had some heartache and some pain, some suffering, and even this cancer, but it doesn't seem like it's discouraged you or taken away your joy.
No, not at all. You know, people I know, my family and friends and church people and even people at the hospital, everybody is just so amazed at my attitude. You know, there's no use complaining because it just, that doesn't do anything for you. The best thing to do is just keeping my eyes on the Lord and trust in the Lord through this whole situation because I found over the course of my lifetime, there's nothing here on earth, there's nothing or no one that I can put my faith and trust in except for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that, you know, Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's been with me every step of the way, holding my hand, and he's been right there. And I'll tell you what, it's just totally and completely amazing what the Lord has done in and through my life and how he has been able to use me to be a testimony. Hey, Mark, let me do a shout-out for all my guys. This is It Furniture, Shane and Zach and Jim, and for Big Mike. And all these guys, the most wonderful guys anybody could ever want to work with or be with. They're the greatest friends anybody could have. And they've been really great to me, and they've really treated me well.
In case you just tuned in, I have Jim Hecker on the phone with me. He's from Danville. He's a Navy veteran. He works at This Is It Furniture in Danville. A little shout-out for Big Mike. I know Big Mike from the Pinnacle Forum. Big Mike oversees This Is It Furniture. Many of you have seen Big Mike on TV commercials over the many, many years that he's owned This Is It Furniture. But you work there when you're out of the hospital and you're not in the midst of some of your aches and pains and healing. But Jim's been a part of our Great News Radio listening family for 12-plus years. I've seen him at a number of events, and I've heard stages of your healing, of your chemotherapy, of your cancer treatments, you know, some of your progress. But there are listeners that may not have that strength of faith or that knowledge that God really cares and that they can be joyful through the suffering. So what would you say to the person that doesn't know God in a personal way, or even the Christian that knows God, that trusts in him, but still has great heartache, great loss, great frustration? I mean, they're kind of saying, well, Jim, that sounds great for you, but is that really reality? How can you have peace when you're dying, when your body's not functioning properly, when there's great heartache and loss?
Well, the one thing that is important to focus on, in Jesus Christ, you have to look at your future, because our life here on earth is only temporary. It's only just 50, 60, 70 years. But in heaven, you're looking for eternity. I mean, that's timeless. And eternity in heaven has so much more to offer. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our sustainer. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And the hope that we have for the future is so much better than the life that we have here on earth. You know, there's no way over the years I've been trying to grasp it and comprehend it. Even I can't fully understand the glory of heaven. But I'm really looking forward to it, and because that's my next step, because the doctors say there's not going to be any cure for this, so I'm making my final arrangements and preparing for what's ahead. But for those who aren't saved, who don't know the Lord, I tell you can trust him. You can know him in a very personal way, to where, you know, all you have to do is place your faith and trust in him, and that he'll be with you every minute of every day. You know, Mark, God doesn't have call waiting, and he doesn't put you on hold, and you don't have to make an appointment to talk with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can walk and talk with him every minute of every single day, and he's right there by your side. The very minute, the very instant you speak his name, he's right there, and you don't have to wait on him, but he's waiting on you. For those of you who don't know him, he's waiting on you to call upon his name and to ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And I'll tell you what, you will never regret it. I promise you, I guarantee you, you'll never regret trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because he's your only hope. And, you know, he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
You know, Jim, as you were speaking, I wrote down two different things: eternal perspective and nature of God. It's because of that eternal perspective we can have joy, even under sad circumstances, or even as we are frustrated or let down or betrayed or living in the midst of some tough times. That eternal perspective can grant us that inner joy, that peace, that hope, because of God and the nature of God and because of his character, because he's a good God and he desires that all of us come to know him and having that eternal perspective. Yes, like you said, 50, 60, 70 years, I would say 80, 90, 100 years, because we have a lot of senior saints that are in their 80s and 90s that are faithful listeners. So regardless of the amount of years you're on this earth, and you might be a child, 13 or 14, with cancer, or maybe your days are numbered, but having that eternal perspective, this is just a breath of life in the eternal scheme of things, because if you come to terms with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, there won't be pain or suffering forever, and you will be in a state with him where it will be glorious and it will be wonderful because, again, of his nature and his character and how faithful and loving and true he is, not because of how good we are. It's because we serve a good God. And that peace really kind of radiates out of you, Jim, because you've walked in it for many years. And even during your cancer treatments, your time at the hospital, it seems like you've given out that fragrance of Jesus, if you will, where people ask you about your faith, and you've been able to boldly, in a variety of ways, communicate the gospel truth that God loves people and that Jesus wants to be a part of their lives.
That's right. As a matter of fact, there was one man in his 60 years old, named Richard. He was one of my nurses, and he was kind of down, and I told him that I'd be praying for him, and he found out he was a Christian and that he'd been walking away from the Lord for a while. You know, after I prayed with him, the next day he came in, he's all bouncy, and, you know, to thank me and thank the Lord for my testimony, because he said he was encouraged to try and get back closer to God and get back into the Word. And that's the way it was with a lot of the nurses up there, being an encouragement to them and sharing Scripture with them and praying with them and just trying to be a living testimony and glorify the Lord through this whole situation. You know, we have a choice. Life is a choice, and what we choose to do with it. We can either choose to be down in the mouth and complain and be bitter, and that really won't accomplish anything. But if we try to do the best that we can to be a living testimony for Christ and encourage others, it comes back around full circle, and we end up being encouraged ourselves. And it just, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Now, Jim, you kind of referenced it, and I hope it's okay to ask, have you been told how many days left you have to live, or just that you have an incurable situation and you have X amount, 1 to 3 years? What kind of prognosis have you been given?
Well, the doctor, when I asked him, I asked him how much time, and he said weeks, maybe months. And I said, well, you know, from what I've been hearing, as far as believers are concerned, I've been hearing years, you know. So, you know, I figure, you know, the doctors, they're only human. They can only speculate so much, you know, as far as the human body and their limited resources here on earth. But we serve an eternal God, and we're going to live for him eternally. Either, you know, we're going to live for him here on earth, and then we're going to live somewhere. And if we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're going to spend eternity in heaven with him. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says that those who don't know or whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his followers. And I'll tell you what, that's a terrible place. I wouldn't want anyone to go. And that's why I try as hard as I can to share the gospel with people. And as far as the Lord confronted me with the time that I have left, I want to make the best use of the time that he's given me, whether it's weeks, months, or even years. Doesn't matter how much time I have left. I want to use every waking moment for the glory of God and sharing the gospel and try to win as many people to the kingdom as possible. So the doctors, they're finite. You know, they can only speculate. But God, he holds eternity in his hands, and he knows the number of the hairs on our head. And he's the one who holds tomorrow in his hands. So I'm putting my faith and trust in him for however long I have left.
I know, Jim, many people that are unfamiliar maybe with the gospel story or the gospel message, or they hear devil or they hear hell, or they just conjure up in their minds, oh, this is just something. Well, at the least, listener, recognize it's a place where God is absent. And can you imagine a place where there's no love, there's no care, there's no compassion? That would be an eternal hell for any of us. And so why not receive the free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
By
yes.
Simply asking him into your heart. And you might say, well, I don't understand. What does that mean, ask him into your heart? Just ask God to reveal himself through his son Jesus, because the scriptures are clear. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. It's kind of a promise from his word that any who seek after the name of the Lord can be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's something as simple as saying, okay, God, I don't quite understand all this religious stuff or this conversation Mark's having with Jim, but boy, this guy's maybe near the end of his life, and he's proclaiming this gospel message that you care about people. If you're really there, reveal yourself. Help me understand this truth that the Lord Jesus can be my Savior, that he's Lord of all. And then, listener, I would ask you, spend some time in his word. Maybe read the Gospel of John. Find the scriptures and just ask God through his spirit to reveal truth to you. And then just await a blessing, because God does love you. He created you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. You're not just here by primordial slime in the evolutionary process. You're here
That's
because
right.
a designer created you. Well, I'm going to close out, Jim, with your verse out of Galatians 2:20, that's a reminder for all of us. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.